What God gives to you, he wants to give through you. God is looking for people he can use. He looks around and says, will you be a cup or will you be a straw? If you're a cup, you just get filled up and that's it. But another kind of person says, God, I'll be a straw and you can channel your blessing through me to other people. That's the kind of person God wants to bless. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9, 10 through 11, God who supplies the seed for the sower and bread to eat will also supply you with all the seed you need and will make it grow and produce a rich harvest from your generosity. He will always make you rich enough to be generous at all times. This promise is built on your willingness to share what he supplies to you. Are you willing to pass on God's blessings to others? You may say, wait a minute, I'm not rich enough to be generous. Oh, yes, you are. No matter how much or how little you have, you can be generous with it. There's a story in the Bible about a woman who only had 2 pennies, yet she gave them away. The idea that I don't have enough to give is a myth. You can always give something. For this service you perform not only meets the needs of God's people, but also produces an outpouring of gratitude in God, 2 Corinthians 9:12. When you're going through a tough time, you still can say, God, I don't have much, but I'm willing to share. I only have a little food, but I'm willing to invite someone over for dinner. When you do this, God promises 3 things. First, you will grow spiritually. Second, that he will use you to meet the needs of other people. And third, you will bring him glory. When you give away what you have, God will open the door of blessing in your life in ways you can't imagine.